The reason I mention this ayah so that we can understand that when we look at the khilafah of those Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhi wa jma'in, and especially Al-Khulafa al-Rashideen, we will realize that it wasn't because of their strength or large number or weapons or any other worldly means that they were able to achieve all of that and conquer the superpower of the time. Something that was considered impossible for even large governments and strong powers to do it. And here, these are the people that are coming out of a small city, Medina Munawwara, and conquering the Roman Empire and the Persian Empire. And there was a well-known saying that the whip of Umar radiallahu anhu is more scary than the sword of King Hercules. The whip of Umar is more scary than the sword of King Hercules. He's walking with the whip in his hand. And that king is walking with a sword in his hand. People are not afraid of his sword as much as they are afraid of the whip of Umar radiallahu anhu. And he sitting over there in his kingdom is afraid of the whip of Umar radiallahu anhu. And Umar radiallahu anhu doesn't care about his armies and his swords. This is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts the fear in the hearts of the enemies of Allah. But these are the requirements. These are the things that we must have and fulfill before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us with those things. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because of his status with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with something. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, نُصِرْتُ بِالرُّعْبِ مَصِيرَةَ شَهْرٍ. When the enemies are on a distance of 1 month from Medina Munawwara, they start shaking with the fear of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As soon as they get in those boundaries of a distance of 1 month distance from Medina Munawwara, their hearts start telling them, you better run away. You better not do it. You better don't continue. Better go back to your home. And they start getting scared. And same thing transfers in the Ummah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not necessarily on the distance of 1 month, but at least enemies staying away from us will be trembling with the fear just to think that they want to look at us with a bad eye if we follow the same steps of those of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Al-Khulafa al-Rashidin. Umar radiallahu anhu, after he took over the Khilafah, he used to go around in the streets of Medina Munawwara. King Hercules knew that this Amir al-Mu'mineen, this Umar bin al-Khattab, does not have any guards around him. And he does not always walk with weapons. And sometimes he walks out in the jungle, in the desert, just by himself, taking care of things. So he sent a person to Medina Munawwara. That person came to Medina Munawwara with the intention of killing Umar bin al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. He pretended to be a Muslim. And he asked the people, where is Amir al-Mu'mineen? So they pointed towards Umar radiallahu anhu, who was walking in the market place, going to the shops in Medina Munawwara to see what are the prices of different items, how these people are dealing with their customers, taking care of all of these things. So that person never thought that this will be Amir al-Mu'mineen. This will be the same person that I'm looking for. So he thought that he must be using a different name, or he's not right in using the word Amir al-Mu'mineen. So he said, no, I'm talking about the king. Yeah, that's the person. So he looks at Umar radiallahu anhu and he said, as soon as I looked at him, for some reason, I started getting scared of him. Although he did not have any weapon in his hand. he's walking in the market with a whip in his hand, and as soon as this person looked at him, he started having fear of Umar radiallahu anhu. So he said, but I came to fulfill that mission. And he started following Umar radiallahu anhu and watching Umar radiallahu anhu from a distance. Finally, Umar radiallahu anhu, after going through all the shops in this marketplace, then he started walking out in the streets of Medina Munawwara. It was the noon time. He does not have time to go back and have some rest. So he decided to walk out of the houses, which means away from the streets of Medina Munawwara. And in a small place, in an open place, Umar radiallahu anhu went and he laid down on the ground. No pillow, no blanket, no mattress. So he gathered some dust and made it a pillow and he laid down, because he was tired after working the whole day. This person thought that is a good opportunity now to kill Umar radiallahu anhu. He himself says, and history quotes, he says, I waited until Umar radiallahu anhu started snoring. So I'm sure that he's sleeping now. As soon as I started walking towards him, I felt there is a lion standing in front of me. So he said, in the beginning I said to myself, it can't be a lion. And it's just an imagination. I'm thinking that there is a lion there. He said, the more I was walking towards that direction and the lion is coming towards my side, I started to run away. And then he went to Umar radiallahu anhu after he woke up and he met him and he became Muslim. And he told him that this was the mission I came for. All of these things will happen. And they happen. And they can again happen the same way as they happened on that day. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can use the birds, the bees, the animals to protect the ummah. But we need to do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires from us to do. By turning away from those ways, we can never succeed. We can collect whatever we want from the world and out of the worldly gain, but we will never succeed. I was mentioning Umar radiallahu anhu used to go around in the streets of Medina Munawwara. And after becoming the Khalifa, almost his sleep was down to zero. He used to sleep for a very short time during the night time. And then he will have a little rest in the afternoon. As he used to go around in the streets of Medina Munawwara and watching people, and especially people in those days, a lot of people are migrating to Medina Munawwara. So night time they will stop somewhere outside of Medina. History records a lot of these type of incidents that Umar radiallahu anhu ran into. I'll just narrate some of those for us to understand how was he running the Khilafah. How was Umar radiallahu anhu taking care of the people? How much fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this man had? And with all of those responsibilities that he had on his shoulder, he never hesitated to do the smallest work needed in that time. Once Umar radiallahu anhu, during the night time, he's walking around, he sees a small tent outside of Medina. Another person was with Umar radiallahu anhu, used to always stay with him, Aslam. Umar radiallahu anhu said to Aslam, let's go and find out who are these people. Looks like they're travelers, they just arrived and they're spending the night there, they might need something, let's go there. Aslam says, when we went by the tent, we heard some children crying, and they're crying loud. So we asked, Umar radiallahu anhu went and he asked, who's in the tent? So a woman replied, she said, we are travelers, we just arrived. So why the children are crying? Because they are hungry. Why don't you feed them? I have nothing to feed them. Umar radiallahu anhu, he looked in the tent and there was some fire that was burning and there was a small pot on the fire. So he asked her, what's in that pot? You are cooking something. He says, no. This is just some water. And I have thrown some stones, some pebbles in this water. So the children will think that I'm preparing some food for them until they would go to sleep. But they have to starve. They have to go to sleep hungry. I have nothing to feed them. So he asked, then why don't you go and ask Amir al-Mu'mineen? Go to Umar. He should take care of you. She said, I'm not supposed to go to him. If I need something and he's ruling us, he's supposed to come and take care of me here. But how would Umar know about you? Of course, the mother is angry. She sees her children are crying like that in front of her eyes. She says, if he cannot take care of the people, then if he cannot find out, then tell Umar then better to hand over the Khilafah to someone else. He says, okay, you're right. And he said to Aslam, Aslam, let's go. Bring some food for these people. Aslam says, Umar radiallahu anhu started filling food from his house, from Baytul Mal, and he filled a big container. And now he tells me, Aslam, put it on my shoulder. Aslam said, Amir al-Mu'mineen, it's too heavy for you to carry. Both of us together would carry it. I would help you, I will give you a hand in carrying it. He says, no. I said, put it on my shoulder. Amir al-Mu'mineen, please, you can't take it by yourself. You are going to hurt your back. He says, I better hurt my back in this life than hurt my back in the Akhirah. Put it on my shoulder. Are you going to carry this burden on my behalf on the Day of Judgment? Put it on my shoulder. Aslam said, I have no choice but to put it on his shoulder. And he took that container to that woman's tent. He said to her, please stay away. I'm going to prepare the food myself. And she doesn't know who this person is. He prepared the food. Aslam says, Umar radiallahu anhu had a thick beard. I saw the smoke going through his beard. And he's working hard preparing that food. I'm telling him, Amir al-Mu'mineen, in the morning we have a lot of work to do. You have a lot of things to do in the morning. A lot of things to take care of in this morning. He says, no, I won't just leave these people like this. I'm going to prepare the food myself. And he prepared the food. After he prepared the food, he said to that woman, now go ahead and feed your children. She said, may Allah bless you. You were supposed to be the Khalifa, not Umar. Umar radiallahu anhu said, yeah, that's true, but you know, Umar is not a good man, really. He's not the most suitable person for Khilafah. But people forced him to do it, and he had to do it. But tomorrow, come to Umar, I will be sitting there too. And I'll talk to Umar. Aslam says, after all of this, Umar radiallahu anhu said to me, come on, let's go. After we walked some steps, on a distance from the tent, there was a tree. Imagine now. There was a tree. Umar radiallahu anhu went and he hid behind the tree. I said, Amir al-Mu'mineen, what are you doing? He says, I'm looking at these children. Leave me alone. Just stand behind me. I don't want the mother to see us. And he continued watching and watching and watching. And finally, he said, now, Aslam, now we can leave. He said, Amir al-Mu'mineen, what were you looking at? He said, Aslam, when I came here, I saw the children crying. I did not want to leave until these children were full and I see a smile on their face. I did not want to leave until I see a smile on their face. This is Amir al-Mu'mineen. This is Umar bin al-Khattab, radiallahu anhu. This is how he's running the Khilafah. And the time, of course, does not allow us to go through any more details, inshallah, in our next sessions. But here, another point that we need to remember. Many times nowadays we compare our leaders and people who are ruling us with Umar bin al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu. Of course, we can never do that. We will never find Umar bin al-Khattab amongst us. But at the same time, the reason I mention this point so that we remember that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, Allah will always appoint people on you the way you behave. And therefore, there is hadith in Al-Qurtubi, Tafsir Al-Qurtubi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you see your rulers and your leaders, they are hurting you, they are mistreating you, they are oppressing you, never waste your time cursing at those people and talking against those people. This is a hadith. Never waste your time cursing at those people and talking against you, against those people. Correct yourself, Allah will correct your leaders. This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us. If we find that Umar radiallahu anhu is taking care of people like this, of course, because he had people of that kind also around him. And we find that Umar radiallahu anhu will assign a person a responsibility that you have to do this. You have to clean the masjid. You have to clean the toilet. You have to move the lawn. You have to clean the streets. Whatever work is assigned by Umar bin al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, that person has no excuse whatsoever in the world to do that work. He has to be on time. He has to finish the work on time. Otherwise, the whip will take care of him. And of course, if that is there, then it works from both sides. They have to do the work that's assigned by Amir al-Mu'mineen, and he has to take care of them. And today, if we won't do the work, then it's better that we just go with Imam Ibrahim. Because that's the way. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam always reminds us in the hadith, if we get ourselves better, our situation better, just imagine, in a small community like us, we are not a large ummah. We are a very small portion of this great ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But if we, within our community, in our masajid, forget outside, in our masajid, we are not able to establish Islam, then where else we expect Islam to come and be established? So this is a very important point that we need to learn and bring it into, keep it in our mind. And if we want to see the change in the ummah, then we have some responsibility. And these are our small masajid where we can establish Islam. If we start doing that, Allah promises that He's not going to limit us to these small masajid. He will spread our work all around, inshaAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide all of us to Salat al-Mustaqim. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us tawfiq to follow the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the ways of Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhi wa sallam. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.